All right, welcome to the next Singing Slain podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm the pastor of Christ Church in Morgantown, West Virginia. Hope you're doing well. This is being recorded during the Christmas season, so I hope your Advent and your Christmas season as they roll along here are joyful and exciting. I want to talk this morning about family worship. At our church, we have a lot of little kids, lots and lots of little kids. I think there's something like almost 30 under the age of 10. And parents often are told they should do family worship. Get this from the pulpit, maybe get it from online articles or things like that. And the question is, why do we do it and how do we do it? And that's kind of the question I want to address this morning. The why is pretty simple, actually. We want to teach our children the Bible. Is there a verse in the Bible that says, sit down once a day and teach your kids Scripture, or sit down once a day and talk to your kids about the Bible? Well, no, there's not. And some would argue, well, then family worship isn't necessary, isn't important. You don't have to have it. But if we're going to fulfill our obligations that other verses have, for example, to give us Ephesians 6, which says, fathers, bring your children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Or even something like Deuteronomy 6, where it says, you know, when you're standing, when you're sitting, when you're walking by the way, teach your children the ways of God, talk about what God has done. Numerous other verses like that indicate that God and His Word is supposed to be a regular part of our lives. And this obviously means you take advantage of the spontaneous opportunities that present themselves, such as you're driving along and you see this, or something comes on the radio, or something comes in the news, or one of your kids commits a sin, and you talk about Jesus and the forgiveness of sins, and how you're supposed to be kind to one another, how you're supposed to obey. You know, so day in and day out, you do this. But there also needs to be sort of concentrated moments where you bring the Word of God to your children. And this can be hard. I think fathers or single mothers, we can feel very inadequate in this particular task. But nothing forces you to grow like teaching. And you need to get the Bible open and give it to your children and talk to your children about it. Okay? So, yes, family worship is a important part of your family life. It's not going to save the world. It's not the cure for every one of your children's sins. Just because you start family worship doesn't mean all of a sudden your children are going to become angels and perfect little cherubs who do everything right. No, not at all. That would be like saying, well, because we have worship at church, all the people in the pews become holy just like that. No, the purpose of it is that over time you see growth and maturity. And that is really the goal of family worship, is to give your children growth and maturity. Now, so yes, we should be doing it. And I would encourage you to make it a regular part of your life. Now, let's talk about some of the logistics of it, because this is really what it comes down to. I think most parents agree that it is important. At least teaching our children the Bible is important. But how do we do this? And I'll give you a couple of I have 9 children with a 10th on the way. And my oldest is 17. And my youngest is not even 2 yet. So one, I've been doing this a while, 17 years. And then two, I've gone through lots of different stages. When I first started off with family worship, I was sort of diehard. And, of course, my kids were little. This is how it works. My kids were little. I probably put a weight on them that was completely unbearable at that point. You know, 30 minutes and listen to the Bible and this and that. And make sure you sit still the whole time and on, okay? So the first thing I would encourage you to do is just understand where you're at as a family. If you're dealing with a bunch of little kids, you're probably going to get 5-10 minutes in. Hey, that's fine. You know, let's just look. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he's had a really good idea. He just said, I just take one verse and talk to them about one verse, and then we pray, and then we're done. That's fine. That's great. It doesn't have to be anything extensive. As the kids get older, you can add more. We read from the Bible. We don't use a whole lot of other resources, but there are a lot of other resources out there you could use. The catechisms are great and things like that. But the basic components of family worship are the Word, prayer, and song. The Word, prayer, and song. And just read some of the Bible. And I would encourage you to use the Bible. Children's Bibles can be helpful as sort of a supplement in certain cases. A lot of them are terrible, not even worth your time. A lot of children's Bibles aren't. So I would encourage you to read the Bible to them, even if it's just a short section. Find parts that are helpful for the children. Stories are helpful, you know, going through Genesis and the story of Abraham and Adam and Eve, and start with that, and just say, you know, here's the story about Adam and Eve, and then read a couple verses, tell them what happened, explain why it's important. All right, and then move on to Noah, and don't do the whole of Genesis, just do the main sort of overflow, you know, Noah, and then you can move on to, or Cain and Abel, then move on to Noah, then move on to Abraham, and then tell a little bit about, and then skip over all the Isaac and Jacob stuff, maybe for the most part, and go to Joseph, you know. Or you can do something short and more practical, like a verse from Proverbs or a verse from the Sermon on the Mount or something along those lines. So when they're little, the goal is short and sweet but clear. There needs to be a clear principle, something clear you're giving to your children, making a point. Here is what the Bible teaches about this person, about Jesus. And obviously you want to stick to sort of the high points, the creation of the world, David, Moses, Abraham, you know, and Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross. So stick to the high points. All right. So my encouragement to you, especially those of you with young children, would be find a time. And again, this varies from stage of life to stage of life. When some of you at the stage of life you're at, the idea of trying to get it in the morning is absolutely absurd. There's no way you can get family worship in the morning. Well, that's fine. Do it right after dinner. Do it at the dinner table when you're done eating. Just have everybody push their plates away and take 5 minutes and open up the Bible and talk about it. It doesn't have to be. There's not this rigid rule as to how it's supposed to be done, but it just needs to be done. So find a way to make it happen. Find a way to make it happen. Find a time. Find a resource, and there's a lot of good resources out there, and give the Bible to your children on a very regular, consistent basis. You will find yourself growing. You will find your children growing. You will find it helpful. Prayer, obviously that's an important part of it. I would encourage you to pray as a family. Maybe bounce, depending upon the number of kids you have and what their age are, maybe bounce around and have them say a little prayer. Hey, you know, Johnny, can you pray for Mrs. So-and-so at church? She's sick. Or can you thank the Lord that for the world that he has made? Or, you know, just real simple, sort of just basics. ABC, big letter of ABCs is all you're doing at this point when they're little. And then as they get older, as the kids get older, you can add to it. You can expand it. You can make more of it. And I think the hardest thing for me right now is that I have a 2-year-old, almost 2-year-old, and a 17-year-old. So trying to bridge between those gaps can be tricky, especially as the kids get older and they want more. So sometimes it's worthwhile to have sort of a short family worship, and then maybe sometimes during the week take the older kids aside. If you have older kids, say, hey, let's talk about some of this more important stuff, you know, because that's important for them. And usually most of the people that are listening to this probably have their kids getting Bible in some other way. Our kids get Bible in their school curriculum, and I'm guessing most parents, they get the Bible in different ways than just family worship. Okay, and then singing. I don't have a great voice, but we still sing, and that's a really great thing to do with the kids. Usually, kids love singing. There's lots of short little songs you can do that the children can learn. One of the things we do is we sing the songs that are coming up at church. Our church prints them in the bulletin the week before, the songs that are upcoming for the following week, and we sing those throughout the week, and so the kids are more familiar with the hymns and psalms that are coming throughout the next Sunday, and that's a great thing to do. I don't know what's online, but I'm guessing there's some apps you could use to sing along to, some hymns, things like that, if you are not comfortable singing, but introduce them to the great songs of the faith. This is an important part of it as well. And then as time moves along, as the kids get older, you may want to take some time and do the catechism, whether it's Westminster or the Heidelberg, but take the time and work through the catechism as the kids get older. Okay. So yes, I do think family worship would I say you have to do it? No, I know, but you do have to teach your children the Bible. And that's a very effective way to do that. And there's a lot of good resources out there. By the way, Reformation Heritage Books, if you want to look them up, I think it's heritagebooks.com or .org, something like that. Just look up Reformation Heritage Books in Google. They're about to produce a family worship Bible, which basically has questions on family worship type questions in every single chapter in the Bible. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds like a very cool idea and would be really helpful to have. So there's a lot of great resources out there for those of us who are not, you know, super great teachers. And don't know all the answers, and don't even know all the questions sometimes. So, yes, I think you should make it a regular part of your Christian life to teach your children the Bible, to gather your family around, open up the scriptures, pray together, and sing together. That's what you do. But don't have this sort of really rigid rule with it as to when it's supposed to be done or exactly, you know, the format. Flex. Sometimes life is easier. Sometimes life is harder. Sometimes your mornings are easier. Sometimes your evenings are easier. So don't get yourself stuck where it has to be this way. If all of a sudden your life changes and you can't get it done in the evening anymore, then find a different time anymore, then find a different time. So just don't be super rigid with it. Do get it done. Include the Bible, song, and prayer. If you do that, you will find that your children are growing and they're getting pieces of the Bible and they're learning the main things, and you're learning, growing as a teacher because you're teaching them, because teaching always forces us to think things through more carefully and to learn and to grow from it. So anyway, that's my thought on family worship. I understand that it's not always easy and it's not always simple, but I do think it's a worthwhile endeavor and it's very helpful for you as long as you keep it in its place and don't assume it's going to solve all your problems and don't assume it has to be exactly a certain way. Just give your children the Bible and just joyfully, cheerfully give them the Bible. Well, anyway, if you have questions on that or comments on that, you feel free to leave them at the blog, email me or whatever the case may be. Facebook, you can find me on Facebook as well. Again, this is Singing Slaying Podcast. My name is Peter Jones, the pastor of Christ Church in Morgantown. Thanks and have a great day.